I've been looking at the runaway problem that we've got, which is the burning of forest biomass, which is the same stuff that we take out as wood chip for wood chip exports, now being burnt to produce electricity. And the appalling thing is that it has been classified as renewable energy, despite the fact that it is equally emissive as burning coal, if not more so, for each unit of energy that it produces. And no forest can grow back inside the time frames by which we have to tackle climate change. So we've actually just made the problem a whole lot worse.
Let's break that down a little bit. So one of the problems with coal and liquid natural gas is that they take thousands, if not millions of years to form. We burn them in a short time. They'll never be replaced in any conceivable kind of human span of thinking. But with wood, the idea, I suppose, is it's sustainable because we can plant forests.
Well, that's right. That was the original apprehension, you know, that you cut down a tree grows again, it's all okay. But the problem is, as we know in Tasmania, when you actually go into native forests and clear fell them, they don't grow back anytime soon, and they certainly don't go back to the forest that they were inside the amount of time it takes for a forest to grow, which is between many decades and several hundreds of years. And that's if we left them alone. But the problem is, once you've got a big trade like wood chipping and now the escalating biomass burning trade and industry, they don't get left alone. They get logged more and more intensively, and the incursions into forests go further and deeper all over the planet. So we're actually starting to scour the planet's forests now to burn them, to produce energy, which will make the problem worse rather than better, and will take away the capacity that forests have when they're just sitting there growing to pull carbon back out of the atmosphere. Of course, eventually, if they grow again, they might pull carbon back out. Mm. But it's not going to be enough, and in enough time frame. It's not even really accurate to say that if you burn wood in your wood heater, it's all cool. Because even growing that tree again is going to take a long time. And in the meanwhile, that carbon's in the atmosphere making things worse.
Peg Putt, is it possible that, do you have the science that like an old growth forest sitting there, does that capture more or less carbon than if you're planting out a new plantation that's growing rapidly?
Oh, this is the fascinating thing, Rick. The latest science and some very good work done, particularly in the US, although there's been quite a lot done in the forests of southeastern Australia as well, shows that older forests are better at maintaining and capturing more carbon. And in fact, the trees that capture the most carbon year on year are the old trees. And when you think about it, that actually makes sense because they're big. And when they put on a bit more for a big tree is actually a lot of wood and a lot of carbon. Whereas you can say a sapling doubles its volume and its amount of carbon in a year. But if you look at a stick that's about as big as my finger and think that in a year it might be two fingers worth, it's not very much.
No, it's like my friend John who can carry like 10 kilos and you can't even see it.
Yeah.
So unfair.
Exactly. I thought it was quite good that I was tall for that very reason.
I tell you, it's definitely not good being short for that reason. Peg Putt at 17 past 7, talking about using biomass as a fuel and its sustainability or not. In terms of what's being burned when forests are burned to create electricity, is it wood chips and wood pellets? And how much of what we export is being used for that?
Well, at the moment, I'm not sure that a lot of what we export is being used for it, but some is in Japan, and it will be wood chip. There is a bit of wood pellet going overseas, and wood pellet has been the predominant product that's burnt, but also wood chip is actually growing as a source, and it's hard for us to differentiate whether it went to pulp and paper or went to forest burning. But what we do know is that Japan and South Korea are really ramping up their burning burning of forests now for energy, and they can't get it all from Japan and South Korea. They're scouring all over the place for it, and they intend to get, Japan in particular intends to get quite a bit out of Australia. Europe is already scouring the planet for burnt trees to burn for renewable energy. They're getting a lot out of the beautiful southern swamp forests, really biodiverse forests in the US. They're getting a lot out of Canada, the magnificent boreal forest of British Columbia, and they're getting a lot out of Eastern Europe, the forests of the Baltic in Estonia and Latvia, where I've been to see, where they basically got left to their own devices, the forest that is, during the years when that was under Russia, and now you've got this terrible industry just coming in and plundering the place, destroying all those natural ecosystems and all the biodiversity, so it's adding to the biodiversity crisis as well, and sending it straight into the atmosphere. Do you know that when you hear that Europe ran for 3 days on renewable energy, 60% of the renewable energy generated in Europe is from burning forests. It's not solar or wind. That is vanishingly small compared to the burning of forests.
Peg Putt, how efficient is wood chips or wood pellets in terms of generating electricity compared to, say, coal, liquid natural gas or solar?
Well, it's not very efficient compared to coal because the energy form hasn't been made, you know, dense like coal has over the years. So you have to burn, you know, a lot of forest, and you've got to sort of dry out the moisture out of the wood and all of that in order to make it produce as much energy. So it's actually quite inefficient, which is why it ends up putting so much greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. But of course, wind and solar, they're a much purer form of energy. They're very low emissions. They don't actually have to burn something, which will inevitably release carbon dioxide. You get the energy for free. You simply have to put in the infrastructure. So, you know, when you come down to it, having wind and solar and having batteries is definitely the way to go. And, of course, you can, I mean, where you've already got hydro like we have, well, that's renewable too.
And we're way ahead. Peg, great to talk to you today.